पोएम ब्रिज इन मेकिंग बाई नंदिनी साहू। आई एम एन इंडियन पोएट इन इंग्लिश। हाउ लॉन्ग शैल आई वेयर दिस एलिगेंट गार्लैंड? कैन आई इवन पुट इट डाउन? पोएट्री इन इंग्लिश इज लाइक ए पैशन फॉर एम्पायर बिल्डिंग। इट इज द सबाल्टर्न स्पीकिंग द वर्ड्स प्लीडिंग टू बी यूनिवर्सली इंटेंटली हर्ड। I guess what I write is no English. Still, it's a negotiable alternative to breathing, to the art of living. It is the aroma to keep my spirits buoyant. It is a reconciliation, a bridge in making between the privileged and the marginalized. O muses, teach me how to break down this boundary. Poets and Indian English poets erected since ages between the periphery and the center. Make my poetry as delicious as water dries brinjal fry and dry fish. To look the world in the eye. I write in English to free my words lying imprisoned in the arms of the heart, be it origin or Indian, but it's out of this earth and wind. I am the drunkard, I am the glass of beer. I have committed no sin which you haven't. I share your fate. Odia is to think, feel, dream, and be my funeral pyre. English to me is my garland and my sword, my sole refuge. It is the voice of my longings and belongings, honest as the west wind and the yearly floods in coastal Indian villages. It is the frozen marrow in my bones, but it gives me a name, my very own. It comes to me without tireless waiting. It torrents with the hast of the Yamuna in July rain. Language is like raindrops shaped into a pearl. It's like happy, healthy, sprouted beans, like red wine from Goa, like silken embroidery on my outfit. It kickstarts the day with the mercury boiled. It clears all barriers between the heart and the home and hearth. The alphabets of the English I use, with their jingling anklets, flood my world with joy. Poetry falls down in droplets. The stars melt away. I'm Indian, Oriya by birth, with whitish brown skin, dark eyes. I am just a poet, English or no English. My turbans filled with muses.